Listen to us live online. It's 11 o'clock. And time now for tonight's edition of Late Junction with Max Reinhardt. Thank you.
Astor Piazzolla's Verano Porteño, Summer in Buenos Aires, played by Stein Erik Olsen, a Norwegian guitar virtuoso, bringing the much-needed duende of summer into our lives. I'm Max Reinhardt. Welcome to a Lake Junction filled with musical light and heat. Around midnight, you can hear the Lake Junction session, which brings together the poetry of Kate Tempest and the strings of the Elysian Quartet. And on the way there, more guitars, strings, lutes, pianos, poetry and tango to warm the spirit. Starting with this Thelonious Monk piece, Locomotive, played here by a legendary left-field jazz duo, Japanese pianist Aki Takase and drummer Han Benik, whose surreal performances have to be seen to be believed.
Let no man steal your time. is past and gone. He'll care no more for you, you, and every place where your time was waste shall spread all o'er with rue, shall spread all o'er with rue. For woman is a branchy tree, and man a singing wine, wine, and from her branches carelessly he takes what he can find, find. He takes what he can find.
John Dowland's My Lord Chamberlain, His Galliard, which was written for two to play upon one lute. Nevertheless, my guess is that Paul Odet and Jacob Lindberg were each playing their own Renaissance lutes on that recording. Before that, the legendary voice of Anne Briggs, an English folk singer and free spirit, who back in the 60s inspired a style that many of our leading female folk singers have followed ever since. The song she sung was Let No Man Steal Your Time, advice that Japanese-American violinist, vocalist and composer Kono Mishi has clearly ignored, judging from this haiku-like song from her new EP, You Are the First to Bring Me Hope.
This is the last. This is the last. The last time for me, you are the first, you are the first, because you because you are the first. You are the first. You are the first to bring me
Ethiopian blues ballad from the golden age of swinging Addis, Teredi Chowalu by Lemmy Uyashete, filled with the spirit of Tezeta, memories and nostalgia and blues licks which are oh so relaxed. Relaxed would also accurately describe the ambience at the regular Limelight sessions in which classical music comes to a legendary rock venue, the 100 Club in Oxford Street. I went down the other night and saw Venezuelan piano virtuoso Gabriela Montero plus Steinway on that stage, which has a bar as its wings at either end and an endless series of iconic rock photos as its backdrop. For over an hour, she improvised any tune that we, the audience, sang to her. But she began her set with a fast and furious performance of this, the fourth movement from Argentinian composer Alberto Ginastera's Piano Sonata No. 1.
Thank you.
A very hot, very fine arrangement of the very Roma-sounding tune, the Drozza. From the album Guri Serzu, Mountains in the Heart, played by Music Istova, directed by Miroslav Kovalik, who also plays the bass and produced the CD. Oh, and those fiddles were led by Jan Trabunia Tutka. Here's a track which showcases the scorching splendour of Nina Simone's piano style. It was recorded in 1957. African Mailman.
Thank you.
Passionate lament for an absent husband. En una playa amena, on a delightful beach. Performed by Ensemble Clematis and the countertenor Fabian Schoffrin. It's a song from the early 17th century Spanish court, written by Mateo Romero, maestro capitán, or master of music, and chaplain to the Royal Chapel, who'd come to Madrid as a young choir boy from his native Liège. You'll find a full listing of all the music I'm playing tonight online at the Late Junction homepage. Now, just before tonight's Late Junction session with Kate Tempest and the Elysian Quartet, here's a double whammy from South America. Carmen Miranda is one of those iconic figures who is better known for her look than her music, thanks to Hollywood movies. So listen to her here with Dorival Caymmi on a track recorded in Rio just before she left for Hollywood in 1939. By 1946, she was Tinseltown's highest-paid entertainer and the top female taxpayer in the United States. So it goes. O que que a Biana tem?
Que é que a baiana tem?
O que é que a baiana tem?
Tem torso de seda, tem.
Tem.
Tem brinco de ouro, tem.
Tem.
Corrente de ouro, tem.
Tem.
Tem pano da costa, tem.
Tem.
Tem pata rendada, tem.
Tem.
Pulseira de ouro, tem.
Tem.
Tem saia engomada, tem.
Tem.
Tem sandália enfeitada, tem.
Tem.
E tem graça como ninguém.
O que é que a baiana tem? O que é que a
baiana
tem?
Como ela requebra bem.
O que é que a baiana tem? O que é que a baiana tem?
Quando você se requebrar, caia por cima de mim. Caia por cima de mim. Caia por cima de mim.
O que é que a baiana tem? O que é que a baiana tem?
Mas o que é que a baiana tem?
O que é que a baiana tem? O que é que a baiana tem?
O que é que a baiana tem?
Tem torso de seda, tem.
Tem?
Tem brinco de ouro, tem.
Ah!
Corrente de ouro, tem.
Que bom!
Tem pano da costa, tem.
Tem.
Tem bata rendada, tem.
E que mais?
Pulseiras de ouro, tem.
Tem.
Tem saia engomada, tem.
Tem?
Sandália enfeitada tem.
Só vai no bolso quem tem.
O que é que a baiana tem? O que é que a baiana tem?
Só vai no bolso quem tem.
O que é que a baiana tem? O que é que a baiana tem?
Um rosário de ouro, uma bolota assim. O que não tem balança dança, vai no bolso. O que não tem balança dança, vai no bolso.
Vai no, vai no bolso.
Thank you. entre curdelas, nunca probó una copa, viviendo entre ladrones, siempre la trabajó, comprende y ama a aquella que con hambre y sin ropa a las aguas hervidas del vicio se arrojó. En una pieza inmunda tiene una madre vieja, a fuerza de miseria y de fregar la tina, por ella fue su grito inicial y la gran queja. Qué prolonga doliente de cantina en cantina. Nunca probó una copa, viviendo entre ladrones, siempre la trabajó, comprende y ama a aquella que con hambre y sin ropa las aguas hervidas del vicio se arrojó. En una pieza inmunda tiene una madre vieja, a fuerza de miseria y de fregar la tina, ella fue su grito inicial y la gran queja. Qué prolonga doliente de cantina en cantina. Qué prolonga doliente de cantina en cantina.
Thank you.
Lucio el Anarquista. Lucio the Anarchist. Born between two binges, he never had a drink, as the song goes. That was a visit to the dark proto-tango world that Daniel Melingo creates and inhabits. It's a track from his new album, Corazón y Hueso, which should be hungrily and happily received by his steadily growing fan base. Time now for tonight's Late Junction session, which features a poet with an exponentially growing fan base, Kate Tempest, and the ever-innovative Elysian Quartet. It's an idea that was brewed on the Late Junction stage at the Latitude Festival on a cold, rainy night last summer at the end of Kate's triumphant set. It reached fruition in Maida Vale Studios the other day. Let's hear what took place.
To work again, you need to make a wage, although you kind of feel like it's a waste of days, measuring the hours of your life in the paper made. Now your pleasure is devoured and it's getting tedious to take the pace. I mean, you're sick of staying late and rising early with a day to face, you know, punching numbers in the database and pretending that you care about the day to day. These office politics, man, they're enough to make your faith decay. This morning, you were staring in the mirror, clutching your razor blade, and you noticed with a shiver that your face was grey. Cause you realise you're actually pissed off when your train's delayed, and now you've got this weird feeling that you're beginning to fade away. But it's cool, it's cool, it's cool. Because you got this girlfriend who you've been seeing for a while now, and yes, you love her very much, but you don't feel the same when she smiles now. I mean, you only make love with the lights out, and she don't really seem as on it as she was. But it's fine, I mean, now's the time for settling down, the time for making do. So you go home and you turn your brain off and you rent a film off pay-per-view. Sometimes you wonder what your younger self would make of you. Are you happy? In a way, you're happy. Like any of your mates from school, I mean the cooler ones, they all went and got them arts jobs. So now and again you meet them in the bar and you watch them carry on like heartthrobs, and it always ends up messy. No matter how chilled out it starts off, all of a sudden you're gonna got yourself involved in a dance-off. You're like, oh mate, this is great. I'm rushing my arse off, stood there feeling like you're on some kind of ride that you can't stop. Now you're in the chippy, rowing with some prick who's got a fast go. Just another night to wake up from and laugh off. And so tunnel vision all week, our weekends are for seeing double. How we ever gonna see that we're in trouble? But like a dog wagging its tail, enjoying the stench of its own muzzle. And so life goes on in this bubble. It's tunnel vision all week, and our weekends we're seeing double. So man, how are we ever gonna see that we're in trouble? We're like a dog wagging its tail, expecting a treat for learning how to put on its own muzzle. Meanwhile, another you is walking through the city with your shoulders squared. You're like, man, I'm from the ends. You lot don't know the kind of load I bear. You're looking at the people that you pass with a ferocious glare. These suits and ties just going on like they don't know you're there. You're sick of feeling insignificant. Your ambition's as brilliant as anybody else's, but your temperament is militant, cause every other day brings the death of an innocent. In a city living, seeing more wakes than Finnegan. All around you is suspicion, power games and fast living. Everybody's trying to get paid, can't even rave without someone getting stabbed over something. It's a crying shame. You're like, suck the higher plane, I want a fast car and a diamond chain. And everybody's out here trying to find their fame. They want their names to ring out like the alarm before the sirens came. When I leave the people shaking like a lion's mane, cause they've been denied for so long, they're so sure they have a prize to claim. So is it time for grief, man? Is it time for blame? I'll tell you, it's time for neither. It's a time for change. Cause round my way, young boys are given sentences before they even learn to sign their name. And all you're trying to do is find your way through the lies and pain. Still got your heart set on some new kicks, right? Them fresh black Nikes with the blue stitch, right? So you've been putting in the hours, moved a few bits. You're like, what's the point in aiming any higher? It seems useless. And so with small victories in a city full of rubbish, where the children are either overfed or undernourished, where our talents suffocated before it can be encouraged, and our true selves are completely ignored. So tell me, what's the point in hoping for more when there are soldiers at war and they are dying without knowing what for? Man, all you wanna do is think nothing, sit and smoke up a draw. You're going nowhere like a boat on the shore, oblivious to the ocean. You're a token of a broken, divorced generation whose throats don't know the report. Everybody else, I have my rent to pay. All I'm trying to say is we're so caught up in the everyday, we've given all our strength away. And so, life goes on in the bubble, tunnel vision all week, and our weekends are seeing double. So how we ever gonna see that we're in trouble? We're like a dog wagging its tail, enjoying the stench of his own muzzle, man. And so life goes on in the bubble, tunnel vision all week, and our weekends were there for seeing double. So how are we ever gonna see that we're in trouble? Until we realize there's a lot more to life than the everyday struggle.
Oh, wow. So I'm sitting here after that with two people. Emma Smith from the Elysian Quartet, aren't you?
I am, yep.
And also with the poet, Kate Tempest. So what was that called?
That's called Bubble Muzzle.
So how did you put that together?
Well, Kate, obviously, you already had your words,
yeah,
didn't you? And then for the quartet, you performed it for us. And we tried, yeah, to think of something that would go well with it. And it was very much an improvisation, but we did it a few times, so we tried to kind of take the things that were working and do them again in the next take.
Yeah, I remember kind of just talking a little bit, like I remember saying, oh, you know, that plucky stuff.
Or, yeah.
And then you guys just making incredible things happen, me kind of rambling over the top for a little while until the end.
Mm.
It was wicked.
Once Kate started to speak, did you follow her time?
I think the timing was quite stretchy, so I think we were trying to stay in a time that wasn't confusing for Kate to speak over. But yeah, sometimes I think you were following us, sometimes we were following you.
It was difficult because I'm used to performing either to my own meter or to a beat, It was really interesting because it's just strings and it's such a beautiful, rich texture, and that they can kind of be in their time and I can be in mine without it conflicting. But it took me a little while to remember that I didn't have to try and catch the beat.
It's like you're swimming through it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That worked really well. But on this next one, what's this next one called?
Where the Heart Is.
Where the Heart Is. Now, you've never done this before, have you?
No, it's an exclusive.
And on this one, I noticed that there is a sudden moment where the string quartet do catch what could be described as an orthodox rap rhythm. Mm.
You know, that was definitely... What comes before that is all free. And then at that point, we decided we were going to try and do something altogether definite, because the rest of it is quite free and flowing and dreamy from us. So, yeah, we thought it'd be nice to do something really rhythmic as well.
Yeah.
So, and this is all about London.
Yeah.
I'm the rose in the teeth of the city. When he dances with the night and he spins us around. But then when their lips meet, he spits me out in a minute. And I've lost all my glory. I'm in a heap on the ground. See, I'm the dog in the road in the summer heat, panting in the alleyway, summoning the strength to bark. And when the shadows creep, I will show my teeth. I'm the alcoholic kid spinning bottles in the park. I'm that bus stop where the couple part ways for the last time. She's saying this ain't gonna work. And I'm the blood rushing in the dark rave, the whisper in your ear saying don't worry, this ain't gonna hurt. And me, I'm the fierce eyes of that skin and bone stranger. And I'm the worried lady with her knuckles clamped around her handbag. And I'm the irritation of the ringtones played when you're coming home late with your heart in a damp rag. And it's bleeding all its love out over the floor of the offie, because you got up before me, you bought me coffee in bed. And I'm the words that escaped from my mouth before I'd thought them through. I'm you getting dressed, me wishing I'd never said what I'd said. I'm on my feet at the door while you shake your head. I'm the burnt walls of the flat where the summer died. I'm that junkie selling travel cards that used to be a mate of ours. I'm the feeling that you got the first time you knew your mother cried. You see, we used to whistle out the window for our pals. We used to live and die every night and day. And you could say we used to never try, but now we try hard. See, I'm a part of who I used to be. I'm every inch this cityscape. This place ain't nothing new to me. But it cries in my arms when it's weak. It tells the truth to me. And even if you don't, I think it's very beautifully constructed. For a lot of people it's too much, leaves them disrupted. But it sings beneath your palms if you know the way to touch it. And it sings beneath your palms if you know the way to touch it. I'm a fox screaming in the barbs of his passion. I'm a schoolgirl stealing where they're made. I'm the fashion, I'm the taste. The dragon style sunk in the dawn. The pepper spray handcuffs, faces full of scorn. The kiddie getting picked on because she ain't quite a norm. The woman on the park bench crying and forlorn. Face smudged like a picture drawn by a child. I'm holding you back, you've gone wild. You're swinging blows at your friends and at me. I'm the smile through the window of a bus to a stranger on the street. You wish that you could find the strength to run up to and greet. They know that they could be the one to make you sweet. But no dice. Throw rice over bridegroom, ice in the glass. Give my mind room to dance in the bright room. We meet by chance like any might. Do I like you? Find you all charms. Try and invite you to shine through the vast mist of a heart that grips to the last kiss from lips. You're harsh with their scripts with a part in a picture that can't ever fit. I'm the dark witch burn at the stake for the sake of the class. It's a face from the past that once you would laugh with. Now his eyes are dark when mischances you smile at him. Tell him nothing ventured, nothing mastered. We're on our knees in the gutter saying God loves the bastard. Hard drawn, hard worn, soft edges, hard formed. Ask me to fight you, want to smile, make your heart warm. I came in the night, caught the last storm home, just to wake up beside you and show you a throne. All my love letters out, I would love better now than I ever loved ever. Things are much better now. Let's get chucked out of clubs and then let's settle down on the curb for a few quiet words. Let the devil drown, let the gods swim. Let's find all the lost things you pulled up in your car and we swap rings. Clumsy with my hands, often drop things, but now we're hold tight. Hot skin tingles on another cold night. We used to whistle out the window for our pals. We used to whistle out the window for our pals. We used to live and die every night and day. Yeah, you could say we used to never try, but now we try harder. See, I'm a part of who we used to be. I'm every inch this cityscape. This place ain't nothing new to me. It cries in my arms when it's weak. It tells its truth to me. And even if you don't, man, I think it's very beautifully constructed. For a lot of people, it's too much, leaves them disrupted. But it sings beneath your palms if you know the way to touch it.
Very, very powerful. So, Emma, tell us the name of the other people in the quartet, because they've all gone home early, haven't they?
They have. So I play violin, and then the other violinist is called Jenny May Logan, and the viola player is Vince Siprell, and the cellist is Laura Moody.
And Kate, you seem to be, as this session goes on, singing more and more, even more than you do with your band.
Yeah, it wasn't intentional. I think what it was is, obviously, the Maida Vale studio is like a beautiful, beautiful studio, and the strings, the kind of texture of the strings, playing the way these guys were playing with each other, it's just a different kind of environment to perform in. And, you know, just being there in front of the mic, not being in front of a load of people, you don't have to shout to be heard, you can kind of just see what happens, and that's what happened.
Okay, so we're coming up for the last one now. I've heard you do this before, yeah. And I always think of this being called Prospero, but it isn't called Prospero, is it?
No. Well, you can call it that if you like, but I call it What We Came After. The point of it really is not so much about, you know, the tempest. It's more about feeling kind of intimidated by great classical works and feeling like you're not allowed to make your own judgments about them or get what you want from them. And I'm kind of a firm believer in all stories, all art, all just belonging to the people that find them.
The quartet and the poet on this just sound like, you know, one beast.
Mm. Well, this is the one where when Kate performed that to us, we were sort of like, oh my god, what are we gonna do? It sounds so great on its own. It felt incomplete, so we were struggling for a while to find something that was adding to it rather than sort of getting in the way. But actually what we did, it almost sounds kind of like maybe something from Shakespeare's time, even that sort of old tune that we've got in the chorusy bits, and then Laura's doing this kind of recitative chords on the cello, and it actually works really well. But it took a while to kind of feel like we knew what was going to fit.
I tell of him that summoned up the storms in vengeance, poisoned by the wrath of his remembrance. Him that gave language just to impose a sentence. His name is Prospero, and he prospers by what he knows. You see, knowledge he keeps for himself, and it is used for the bad, to enslave and to mystify. No, the language that fills up your mouth is imposition and subject your ambition to a bootless inquisition. See, Prospero, wronged, survived. He grew wise, he got fattened on them books. He despised when he should have dismissed. That to this, it's all relative. Madness for those who can't measure it, but sadness for those who seek sedative. Gladness for those who know pleasure is all self-constructed, who know how to clutch it. See, if by your art you have fevered the skies, you need to let the heat within rise and evaporate. And if you're the type that sees the sea's tide as against you, you will never navigate. I know language is for those obsessed with real meaning. Don't love your oppressor or trust your oppressor. But don't begrudge your oppressor, the oppressor's oppression. Each needs to learn their own lesson. See, if all these people were prophets, we would profit. We were born with the truth, but we lost it in logic. So go and find it. Remind yourself of the timeless, because you are the planet that bred you. You are the language that led you. And you are the knowledge that fed you. So own it. Make it make sense. Make it relevant. Don't ever believe that the words of the wise are not your words to read. When you hear the quiet voice of vengeance in your ear, you know that hell is empty, all the devils are here. When your heart tastes shadows and your friends are shedding tears, you know that hell is empty, all the devils are here. When your eyes are consumed with regret and with fear, you know that hell is empty, all the devils are here. And when the boat sails away and you get left on the pier, you know that hell is empty, all the devils are here. When you're trying to understand but the text isn't clear, when a demon jumps up straight rejecting the spear, when the view is so bleak it starts infecting the sea, that's when you know that hell is empty, cause all the devils are here. So call me Caliban. They gave me language so I could rain down these curses in verses. Look, I'll take them on word for word, cause I know the worst is I have to watch my good friends getting caught up in these circuits. And the serpent, he rehearses his hisses. He makes the valiant vicious, and I know now never to waste wishes. So go on then, conjure a storm on the head of your enemy. You will find yourself victim of negative energy. You need to extend your empathy, make yourself sensitive. This island was mine for a home. I was free to make rhyme as I roamed. Now I writhe and I moan. I'm the captive of consonants. See, and I beseech you to be much more confident. Instead, we run around nonchalant, dejected and restless. We say we can't change nothing, so why should we try? But we can change. We can rampage until we stand strange. I got my hands chained, clutching at freedom. You know the freedom of mean what you say and say it with meaning. You need to change your own mind before you try to change the reading. Live with your energy, not by your reason. It's the last day of my discontented season. No more will I tolerate this greed, it's demeaning. Needing a breeze through the stifling heat of elitist depictions of what we can reach. I swear, they want us to fear it, to not get too near it, so they can continue pretending they're smarter. Sit still, man. Receive it from self like Siddhartha. The past is just what we came after. When you hear the quiet voice of vengeance in your ear, that's when you know that hell is empty, all the devils are here. When your tongue tastes shadows and your friends are shedding tears, you know that hell is empty, all the devils are here. When you're trying to understand but the text isn't clear, when the demon jumps up straight rejecting the spear, when the view is so bleak it starts infecting the seer, that's when you know that hell is empty, all the devils are here. That's when you know that hell is empty, all the devils are here.
Now that's surely one of the most thought-provoking Lake Junction sessions to date. A huge and heartfelt thank you to Kate Tempest for her poetry, to the Elysian Quartet for their playing, and to all of them for creating such inspirational music. Don't forget that a podcast of that session is available online from tomorrow for the next 4 weeks. Just visit the Lake Junction homepage. And of course, while you're there, you'll also be able to listen again to this programme at any time of your choosing over the next 7 days. Here's another collaboration. From the new album Stunden, which brings together electronic music pioneer Hans-Joachim Rodelius and current luminary Stefan Schneider, this is Stunden 1. Two final bell-like inspirations for this week. That was Thomas Robinson's set of variations for two lutes, 20 Ways Upon the Bells, performed by Paul Odette and Jacob Lindberg. And before that, Echoes and Choral, featuring Colleen on Singing Bowls. And so another week is over here on Lake Junction. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'd like to say thank you to Kate Tempest and the Elysian Quartet, and to producer Philip Tagney for that inspirational session, to my producer Owen Fisher for these 2 weeks of programmes here in the studio, and of course to you for listening. I'll be right back at the very start of January. Isn't that time of the year already? But I'll leave you tonight with Ernst Reisiger and Carbon Date Solo Cello from his soundtrack for Werner Herzog's film Cave of Forgotten Dreams. Good night.
I'm John Shea, and this is Music Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Mozart's Kegelstadt Trio is one of the treats you can look forward to in the next couple of hours. But first, it's the BBC Symphony Orchestra and conductor Jerzy Bieloklawek on tour and in the recording studio. Paul Lewis joins them for Beethoven's Fourth Piano Concerto shortly, and Dvorak's New World Symphony is in just under an hour from now. The Slavonic dancers are such popular favourites that it's easy to assume they came easily to Dvorak. They didn't, in fact, and despite his publisher's entreaties, it took him almost a decade to follow up the success of the first set. From the second, here's the dance in E minor. ¶¶ Dvořák's Opus 72 set of Slavonic dances is often more melancholy than its predecessor, and that one in E minor, the second from the collection, is a case in point. Jerzy Bielohlavek and the BBC Symphony Orchestra treated the audience in Cologne to it there, on tour in May 2008. One of the orchestra's recent forays into the recording studio with their chief conductor was for a complete Beethoven concerto cycle with the pianist Paul Lewis, and from it we're going to hear number 4 in G now.